So let's start with introduction.
Coach Tim Towsey.
Coach James Walkup.
Emma Walkup.
Avery Parks.
Riley Parks.
Lucy Carlson.
Michaela Vincent.
Ella Towsey.
And these are the girls and coaches of the five state team champions. We're in fourth grade going into fifth grade coming up this fall at Jefferson Intermediate School. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about the team and how it started.
Sure. Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, the girls, this team started in third grade and played sort of a modified season when they started as third graders and then became part of the Pella Hoops Club this past year in fourth grade and went through a skills evaluation, and that's how their team got formed. And we played about a 33-game schedule this year and had a lot of fun, and the girls worked really hard.
And so for the girls, what about basketball is your favorite part, and why are you playing basketball?
My favorite part about it is that just having fun is basically part of just the basketball season and just learning how to play. And one thing that I like about it is that these are my friends and I consider them as my family.
I like basketball because it's a team sport and it's really fun to play with your friends and see how the team grows throughout the year.
I like how there's always a challenge and how I can make new friends if there's a new teammate. Yeah.
I love basketball because I love to see the improvement every day.
I like basketball because it's a lifelong skill that you can do when you're bored.
I like basketball because it brings the competitive side out of me.
Very good. And as I understand, as you just said, you guys are all really good friends. What's it been like to get to know each other, both off the court and on the court? And what are some of your favorite maybe memories or moments from that?
It's really great being with friends. And I remember one time we won our tournament and we all had a really big team sleepover at the Parks' house. And we were all going crazy and screaming and it was really fun.
Well, after our tournaments that we win, sometimes by celebrating we'll go out to get ice cream or something and go out to eat. And so I remember one time when we went out to get ice cream.
As your coach has just mentioned, as Tim just mentioned, you guys won quite a few games this year. What have you been learning about basketball, and how do you think that's been contributing to the victories that you guys are having?
It helps you in life to learn that winning isn't everything that you have to focus on, just having fun.
You'll never get better if you're playing teams that you're winning 50-0, but you'll play better when it's more of a challenge.
Well, part of it is that our coaches have been teaching us new ball handling skills, and going into contact would be another thing for getting baskets.
Our coaches are always pushing us to do our best at practice.
It's really fun. I think we've all improved a ton, because before we didn't really know how to draw contact and go into it when we're driving to the hoop, and now everyone's really good with that and getting and ones.
The reason why you're here is you all won a five state championship. So you beat some good basketball teams in your grade from other states in the Midwest. What was it like to play against those really good teams, and what was it like to win?
It felt good, but it was just for fun.
The first game was kind of easy, but every time it kept getting harder and harder.
It was exciting because knowing that it was really good teams from other states and how hard we had worked to get to that position, it was just really exciting when we won championship.
I remember when we were all jumping up and down. We were so happy that we won every single game, and then after we won the last game, we were all hugging and we all had tears in our eyes.
Winning is a big thing, but a lot of you are talking about skills and growing, and I imagine all of you want to keep playing basketball. So as you head into fifth grade, what are some of the goals that you have with the sport and the things that you hope to keep working on or accomplishing?
To get better at ball handling when I'm kind of being blocked to get to the basket.
For all of us to remember is that just when you make a mistake, it's good as long as you're going 100%.
A goal that I have is to try to make it building up in places that I play, other than just one place.
Well, we're not always going to have the tallest team, so my goal is to work on rebounding.
My goal for our team is to learn from our mistakes and not get so upset of making a mistake, because you will get it next time.
Probably to work on my shooting and like getting better at shooting farther away from the basket.
What's it like to hear these girls not only get excited about winning, which is a big part of it, but to see these relationships building here, that not only are they teammates, it seems like they're really good friends, and beyond basketball, it sounds like they're really excited about other things in their lives.
Well, it's kind of interesting to listen to them talk about their friendship, because really, even outside of the game and outside of the court, they all are really good friends, even at school and out in the general public. It's important to have that kind of chemistry on the court, and they really do a good job of bringing it all together. They play really well together as a team. I think we can all truly say there is no I in this team.
Yeah, and I just add on to that is this team works extremely hard, whether it's at practice, whether it's in the games, very focused. You heard one of the girls talk about giving 100%, and that's what we talk about, is it's okay to make mistakes, but make mistakes going 100%. And these guys go 100%, like I said, in practice and the games. And we're just really excited that they had fun this year, and we were excited that all of their hard work paid off with their competition and their tournament win that they had up in Minneapolis. We did have one player that wasn't able to join us today that was a big part of our team, Taryn Hall. She did a great job throughout the year, gave 100%. She's one of our taller girls on the team, so along with her and Michaela, we depended on both of those gals for our height and aggressiveness down underneath the basket. So we miss her today, but yeah, she was a big part of the team, and she's at a camp all week this week, so we hope she's having fun.